is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise a banner. Cause my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. I know he's rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe.
Hello, 12th Street. I got so excited, I left my bulletin behind. We started off with a lot of hugs today, didn't we? I got about 12 hugs on the way down, 5 hugs up here. So I'm feeling the love, everybody. Thank you so much. Hey, how about we open up and pray, okay? Father, with even announcements, we want you to get glory. Lord, we just have so much to be thankful for today. We have a lot of families that are returning from trips safely, and we're grateful for that. Our pastor and his family returning from their mission, having been sent out, we're thankful to you, God. So, Lord, as we start our day off, we have fun, we love each other, but we don't want to become so casual that we forget who we're talking to. So, Lord, help me to be a man who reveres you even now. So, Lord, I just thank you so much for Pastor Scott, who's here with his brothers in Christ, our brothers in Christ, as he shares with us today, that we would be lifted up. So bless from the song all the way to the closing, and we trust that you will help us to get on board with what you're doing today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, we're going to touch on a few things here. Easter Sunday at 10 a.m., we're going to be having breakfast, okay? So that means that we're going to be canceling our Sunday school classes, okay? So Easter Sunday, 10 a.m. We're going to be having breakfast. We need you to sign up. It says here, please sign up in the Welcome Center no later than April 14th if you will be joining us so we can prepare enough food for everyone. So please be considerate of those who are going to be preparing the food and sign up, okay? The Easter egg hunt is coming up. That's going to be on the 20th. And one of the things that we're asking those who sign their names, there might have been a little bit of confusion. Maybe if you didn't know what days they're going to be doing it, just so you know, we have four more days to prepare. It's going to be this week and the week following, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., they'll be stuffing the eggs, okay? There's about 4,000 eggs to go, so if you've got time, they would really appreciate the help, okay? All right. You still see some of the other items there that we've gone through before. I'm going to skip over a few of those and get, here it says, get a suntan the old-fashioned way. We need mowing volunteers. If you're able to assist with mowing the church grass this spring, summer, and fall, please sign up in the Welcome Center. If you have any questions, please see Brother Joel Ritzema. Yesterday, I know he's not going to like this, but yesterday I was meeting with a brother, and we looked out our window in my office, and you know who we saw on this? I mean, I don't know if the zero turn is broken, but I saw Brother Don DeReicher out there mowing how many acres, like 14 acres? So that man was being salty, y'all, okay? And speaking of being salty, I hope you've been looking at the board. I got a chance to read through some of them. I didn't bring any up, but I just wanted to share one. Someone had an opportunity to go visit one of their students. I'm assuming they're a school teacher. Visit one of their students in the hospital because they were sick to encourage them, okay? So that may not seem like a big deal to you, but I got a chance to visit the school right across the street one time, and I saw their response. They don't even know me, and it was like an angel walked in the room. That means a lot to kids, but can you imagine a school teacher or someone who knows this student coming in, take time out of the day to just come in and say, hey, and to encourage them while they're in the hospital? That's what this is about. As I was looking at some of those stories, I had one young man with me, and we just got to talking about what it means. You know, I would dare say that looking at those stories and talking through those stories is what got our meeting off to the start we had. And our meeting ended with him committing his life to the Lord Jesus. Now, I believe he's saved, he knows the Lord, but he realized that he needs to give his Lord everything. And I really believe that those salty stories had a real key role there. You know, as we're meeting together, whether it's myself, Pastor Thaddeus, or one another, can I encourage you to encourage one another to practice what we've heard in the preaching? Okay? And so I'm really excited about what Pastor Scott has to bring today. That way we get to practice some more. Okay? Good. So let's continue here. Okay? Annual, guess who's coming to dinner? April 12th and 13th. Thank you for those who signed up. I'm just kind of giving that last call for hosts because I'm going to start matching up the guests with the dinner hosts. And we are in need of some more hosts. So if God's laid it on your heart to be hospitable, he's called for us all to be hospitable to one another. But in this specific event, we would really appreciate if we had some more people step up and play the role of host, okay? And annual adult VBS is coming up, graduation Sunday, VBS July 7th through 11th. These are other opportunities for us to support one another, and specifically with the VBS coming up, we need volunteers. You've probably seen the signs, so just keep in mind those are areas where we need people to serve. Be praying for the youth mission trip coming up to Kentucky, July 14th through July 20th. A little bit of time to prepare there. Ladies Bible studies, I've heard some awesome testimonies about what's been happening there. Keep praying for them and get involved if you have the opportunity. Are we having a young adult group tonight? Okay, Well, hopefully you guys are in communication with each other about that. I'm sure you'll figure that out, okay? Also, we decided for Tuesday, we had our wiffle ball batting practice games set up. I just want to let you guys know that there is a little bit of hope for my swing. I just want to let you know that I thought I was terrible, but with coaching from Ralph Balkema, I think I'm going to be okay. We finished. Everybody's putting dents in that little wiffle ball, so hopefully it translates to softball. So, but anyways, I'm a wiffle ball monster now, okay? Anyways, so this Tuesday we're going to be playing some more wiffle ball, and if the weather's nice, we'll go out and we'll do some batting practice, okay? Good. Men's basketball still going Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Praise God for that. That's been growing. That's all I can say. God's been doing some awesome stuff there, awesome relationships. I'm getting guys' numbers now, and I really believe it's going to start moving beyond basketball, and we're going to have some real opportunities for discipleship and evangelism. So please be praying for that because it's much bigger than basketball. Okay? Good. Men's prayer breakfast, are we going to be having that here this week? And so that's been a good meeting. Join that if you can. Apart from that, I'd like to give you an encouragement, okay? I had some time with my family again on my wife's side, and we had some real deep conversations just before we ended, and we're able to have some conversations specifically about the problem of sin in this world. My wife and I left feeling like the Lord's given us a real game plan about how to approach the non-believers in our family. So I just want to encourage you, as you're praying for us and thinking for about us, be really thinking about how God can use you to reach your family members specifically through just being salty in their life, okay? Good. So what I'd like to encourage you to do today, we're going to pray, and I want you to go and just ask somebody how they're doing and tell them, if you have something you want to share with them, tell them about where you need prayer and being salty in your life. Does that make sense? Whether it's with your family, if it's at work, if it's here at the church, say, hey, listen, this is a place that you can be praying for me so I can be salty here, okay? Let's pray. Father God, thank you again for the awesome opportunity to be used of you. Your word says that your desire is to be glorified in us. God, you've made us to show off how awesome you are, changing people who are destined for death and making us children, changing us into the image of your Son, the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, as we go through this process of sanctification, this slow change, God, it's not easy, but I pray that you'll just work in the hearts of our people, work in our hearts as leaders, God, that we would really be the light in the darkness, that we would no longer walk in darkness, but that we would have the light of life. You've given that to us through your Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to walk in it, God, with all seriousness, knowing that there's no higher calling than to be a child of God. So we thank you so much, Lord. Bless this service. We know you will. Prepare our hearts. Remove our pride. Help us to be responsive to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. All right. Go pray for somebody. Love somebody.
All right, as you're making your way back to your seats this morning, remain standing. We're going to sing Your Grace Is Enough. Great is your grace.
You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, your grace.
Let the King of my heart.
Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. We're so in awe of your greatness, of your mercy, of your love. Father, we just pray that our hearts are prepared this morning for the message that you have for us, ready to receive what you are delivering through Pastor Scott this morning. Father, we just pray you pour your spirit out on him this morning, Lord. Just give him the words that you want him to say to us. Father, we just pray you forgive us where we failed you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. We have our ushers come forward.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time that we have to gather this morning and sing praise and worship unto you, Lord. And Father, an opportunity to give back a portion of what you've given to us. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that you've given Pastor and his family to go minister in Jamaica, Lord. And we thank you for you answering prayer, that they were able to do great and mighty work there, Lord, and that you returned them to us safely, Lord. Father, we ask that you just be with the speaker this morning as he brings forth the message. I just pray that you will open our ears and soften our heart, that we can hear from your word. And we pray this now in your son's precious and holy name. Amen.
The bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. O mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire.
Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord? Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. O God, who makes the mountains melt, who wrestle us and win.
O God, who makes the mountains melt, who wrestle us and win.
Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire. But with the Lord of hosts.
Thank you, choir. It's good to see Joey back in the choir this morning. Yeah. Well, at this time, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church. And next Sunday, my family and I, we got in at midnight last night. And so we're a little bit, we're refreshed. We're good. But we're going to share next Sunday about our trip to Jamaica and share some pictures and some video. But this morning, we are very blessed to have with us Pastor Scott from Galilee Baptist Church. He's brought with him Deacon Raymond and Jonathan, his armor bearer. And it's so good to have Pastor Scott come and share with us this morning. Let's give him a warm 12th Street welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Yes, indeed. We greet you with divine love and with Jesus' joy in the only name that matters, the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it's just a blessing to be here this morning at 12th Street Baptist Church. And I want to thank God for your very fine pastor for this invitation, Pastor Stout, to come and to share. And just know that I don't take it lightly or take it for granted that you would extend this invitation to me, your brother, to come and to share this Sunday morning to address your flock today, especially the Sunday when you're just returning from your mission trip. And so we thank God for you, and we appreciate the friendship that we have, and also the entire Stout family. Sister Stout, she's got skills on the piano there, and to the daughters and to the entire 12th Street family, to Pastor Carl for your hospitality and your welcoming us and receiving us today. We thank God for each and every one of you. As Pastor Stout has mentioned, I brought with us today one of our deacons, Deacon Raymond Ryan, and also Brother Jonathan, who is one of our assistants in training. And we're delighted to have them with us this morning. And we would have brought everyone with us, but service goes on over at Galilee. My wife really wanted to come with me this morning. She was in the office as I left today, but I asked her to stay behind and preach the message this morning at Galilee. So we hope that you understand that she could not make it, but duty calls. But overall, I'm just grateful to God to see so many familiar faces for when we had our tag team ministry together back in July of last year. And we're looking forward to what we're going to do together as two churches coming together in 2019. Amen. Amen. I am also excited. I hope I'm permitted to say this, but Pastor Stout will be with us next Sunday morning at our 7:30 service, where we will be celebrating our church's 61st anniversary. And amen, amen, amen. And I couldn't think of anyone else, anyone better to come over and share with us than Pastor Thaddeus Stout to come over and to share a word from the Lord for our congregation at Galilee. And so I'm really excited and looking forward to that. So hopefully you'll have a chance to get some rest from your trip and come next week ready to minister to God's people. I won't be before you long, but I do have a word that I want to share that the Lord has laid upon my heart. When Pastor Stout asked me to speak, I've been in prayer about what the Holy Spirit would have for me to say. And I believe that he has led me to John chapter 15. And I want to just take a look at verses 13 through 17. John chapter 15, the gospel according to St. John chapter 15, and verses 13 through 17. And I want to lift this up in your hearing. And I'm going to read this from the New King James Version of the Bible. But whatever translation you have, whatever version you brought the church with you on your phone or your iPad or whatever you use, just follow along with us. John chapter 15, verse 13. And when you found it, say amen. All right. This is what it says. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give unto you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God. I've read in you here in John chapter 15, verses 13 through 17, and God's word is already blessed. Might we close our eyes and bow our heads and look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise for another opportunity to preach and to teach your holy word. We pray now, God, that you will open up our ears, that we might hear what thus saith the Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister to our hearts on this morning. Oh, God, that we will leave here today, that you will give us, oh, God, information for our head so we can learn something. Then give us inspiration for our heart so when we, oh God, experience your word, we can feel something. And then finally, give us implementation for our hands so when we leave this place, we can be salty and do something. I pray now, Father, that you bless us today through your word. And any way you bless us, we will be grateful and we will be satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen and amen. Amen. I want to submit to you as a thought or a subject just for these brief moments of our time together, and I promise you I won't be very long, but I don't mind if you talk back to me. Every now and then just say an amen or thank you, Jesus, or preach, preacher, and if I don't hear anything, that means we'll be here a little bit longer, okay? Amen, all right. That's what I tell the Galileans. I want to submit to you as a thought this subject that I received from a television show that I like to watch on Sunday nights, and it's called God Friended Me. God Friended Me. And if you don't mind, the person that's sitting beside you, your neighbor, if you would look at them and say, neighbor, say neighbor, oh neighbor, God friended me. Okay, that was the wrong neighbor. Look at the other neighbor on the other side and say, other neighbor, oh, the neighbor, God friended me. Now put your happy hands together and clap your hands for his word. God friended me. A friend is defined as a person whom one knows, whom one likes, who one has trust in. A friend is a favorite companion, one who supports, one who sympathizes with, one who patronizes a group, a cause, or a movement. Down through the years, we've come up with different slang words or catchphrases to classify our friendships with others. For some of you, you've heard the term road dog, or ride or die, or my bestie, or my partner, or my stick man. And even now in this texting generation, some use the acronym BFF, which means best friends forever. Each generation comes up with a new way of saying the same old thing because there's nothing new under the sun. However, that's not really what concerns us this morning. What concerns us this morning is the fact that in this present age of social media, far too many people have forgotten or lost the true meaning of friendship. Friendship did not start on Facebook, but rather friendship goes all the way back to the book of faith known as the Bible. James chapter 2, verse 23, the scriptures were fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, true friendship is not based on how many likes you have or how many hearts you can develop or how many clicks you get when you post something on your social media page. but rather true, genuine, sincere friendship is not equated with the number of people you can gather up as so-called friends. I can tell you today that if you were to visit my Facebook page, I have 5,000 Facebook friends. And I'd be foolish to believe that half of those people even like me, or I'd be foolish to believe that they would even know me, or that I would even put my trust in any of them. Probably about 75% of them I don't even know. True friendship starts with God. And I'm here today to submit to you, Pastor Stout and 12th Street Baptist Church, that God started Facebook. Yes, I know that you didn't know that, but I've got scripture for that. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friends." So God invented Facebook. That's good news today. "As a man speaketh unto his friend," that's how God spoke to Moses. My brothers and sisters, you don't know what good friendship is until you have been friended by God. You don't know what true friendship is until you have developed a strong relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In fact, before Jesus was about to be betrayed and crucified, he took some time in the upper room to have a discourse with his boys. He took some time to talk with his disciples about what real friendship is all about. Here in this chapter, John 15, Jesus gives us a prime example of true friendship, where he says in the 13th verse, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." That's what friendship is all about. And I'm here today to submit to you, first and foremost, that God friended us, but we know that he is a committed friend. He's a committed friend. He's so committed that he is like so many of our friends that we can count on, but rather, he is not like those so-called friends that are unsupportive, those who are unreliable, those who are what we call sometimey, those who are self-centered, but he is a committed friend. He's not like the friends that we have on our jobs or in our schools, or hopefully not in the church, that are what we call fake friends or fickle friends or funny acting friends or friends that you really cannot count on. These are the friends that talk in tongues beside you on Sunday morning, but they won't even speak to you in English on Monday morning. These are the friends that will befriend you on Facebook, and they'll like everything you post, but they'll hate you in real life. The Lord is so committed to us that his friendship is not like that, but his friendship is the real thing. His friendship is the fact that he is willing to love us at all times. That's why Proverbs 17 and 17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Our God is so committed as a friend that he was willing to send his son Jesus through 42 generations to give his life, to bleed, and to suffer, and to die, all for us, knowing that we would not be receptive to his friendship. He is a committed friend that loves us even when we are unlovable, that touches us even when we are untouchable, that reaches us even when we are unreachable. That's right. Good news today is God is a committed friend. But that's not all that he is, Pastor. He is a comrade as well. God is a comrade, one who is with you as an ally. He's a comrade, one who is with you in a struggle or a cause. A comrade is someone who will fight with you, but also somebody that will fight for you. A comrade is somebody that you can trust to be down in the foxhole with you. Everybody can't be your comrade. To be a comrade requires collaboration. To be a comrade requires a connection. To be a comrade requires a sense of closeness. And that's what I find in my Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, you are my friend. You are my friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He said, you are my friends if you do what I command you to do. You are my friends if you heed my word. I'm so grateful that I have a relationship with Jesus that goes beyond religiosity. I have a relationship with Jesus because the good news is he chose me and I didn't choose him. That before the foundation of the world, he had me on his mind. That he thought it not robbery to come down to this mean and evil and sinful world to offer his life on my behalf. And I love him for what he has done for me. Proverbs 18 and 24 says, a man that has friends must first show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. I want you to know, if you're sitting here today and you're saying, gee, I wish I had a friend. I wish I had somebody I could count on, but nobody will be my friend. Well, I'll say to you what the scripture says. If you want to have a friend, you got to first show yourself to be friendly. I'm so glad that when I reached out to Pastor Stout early in last year, not knowing what kind of response I would receive, just sending him an email to request friendship, and the fact that he would respond and say, I don't know you, brother, but we're brothers in Christ. We can work together to upbuild the kingdom of God and to spread God's word. That's a good friend. That's a comrade. And we thank God for what true friendship really is. You know, you can't make it in this world by yourself. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs a friend in your life. Just ask Ruth. She had Naomi. Just ask David, who had Jonathan. Just ask Paul, who had Silas. Just ask Jesus, who had Lazarus. But then we can't forget Batman had Robin. We can't forget that Andy Griffin had Barney Fife. We can't forget that even Gilligan had the Skipper. We can't forget that even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. So everybody needs somebody. Yes, that's good news on this morning, that God is our comrade, but God is also a committed friend. But that's not all that I see in the text. Pastor, every good Baptist has 3 points, and then we close at the end. This third point is one that blows my mind, because not only has God revealed himself as a committed friend and as a comrade, but the text reveals in John 15 that God is a confidant. Verse 15 says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made them known unto you. That means God has taken the time through his Son, Jesus the Christ, to confide in us his plans for humanity. He has taken the time to include us in this plan of salvation and to give us the ministry of reconciliation, that we might reach a dying world and to tell them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm so glad that God has included me in his plan of salvation. I'm so glad that God has looked beyond my faults and met every one of my needs. I'm so glad this morning that you too, regardless of what you have found yourself in, regardless of the issues of your life, there's nothing too dirty or too down low that you can't call on the name of Jesus and that he will reach way down and pick you back up. It's good news to know that Jesus will be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He will be a friend that is a true friend indeed. For just as the scripture says, he will tell you what he's heard from the Father. But the good news is, as a confidant, we can tell him what we need the Father to know. We can have, as we say in Galilee, a little talk with Jesus. We can tell him all about our troubles, and he'll hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer wheel turning, and I know that the fire is burning, because just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Because he is a true friend. He's a friend that you can talk to early in the morning. You can talk to him at noonday. You can talk to him in the midnight hour. And rest assured, even when you tell him your darkest secrets, you don't have to worry about somebody spreading your business on Facebook or telling what you've told him, but he will take it to his heart and give it to the Father and send you strength from above so that you'll be able to make it through your life. He is that kind of confidant that you can reveal your feelings to him, and he will listen to you. He will attend unto your voice. He will attend unto your prayer. He will hear your cry, and he will meet you where you are. That's good news this morning, that we have a friend in Jesus. That's good news this morning, that there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. That's good news this morning, that what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. The songwriter says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry each and everything to God in prayer. I made up in my mind, instead of carrying the weights of this world on my shoulders, I'm going to call on Jesus because he is my rock. I'm going to call on Jesus because he is my sword. I'm going to call on Jesus because he is my friend. I'm going to call on Jesus because I can lean on him when times get rough and when going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. I'm going to call on Jesus because I can depend on him when everybody else has forsaken me, when everybody else has kicked me to the curb, when everybody else has dropped me like a bad habit. I can call on the name of Jesus and he'll be right there. Maybe you're here and perhaps you need the love of a human touch, but yet they're nowhere to be found. David said, even when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is a God that is a friend indeed. And I'm so glad that I know him to be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's just that kind of friend that when I lose a loved one, he dries my weeping eyes. He's that kind of friend that when I'm broke and my money is funny and my change is strange and my credit just can't get it, he's the kind of God that supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by his son Christ Jesus. He's the kind of God that when I'm sick in my body, shows up to my bedside. And he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals my disease. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God that has all power in the palms of his hands? Who wouldn't serve a God that sits up high, looks down low, and comes to our rescue when we call? Who wouldn't serve a God that came down through 40 and two generations, bled, suffered, and died? But I'm so glad that on the third day morning, he didn't stay dead, but he got up with all power in the palm of his hands. And yes, it's not Easter yet. But can I just go ahead and say it? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. Life is worth living because he lives. Is there anybody here this morning that knows Jesus has friended you? That's where you say amen. Is there anybody here that has tried the Lord for yourself and you found out that he is a mighty good God? That's where you say amen. Is there anybody here that has called on the name of the Lord and you found out, in the words of the African-American hymnologist, can't nobody do me like Jesus, and can nobody do me like the Lord? Is there anybody here who knows who he is? And if you know who he is for yourself, then you ought not have a problem going to somebody else and telling somebody else about the goodness of the Lord. Is there anybody here that's sitting beside somebody Just shake their hand and tell that neighbor, he's my friend. Is he your friend? He's my friend. And if you talk to somebody that doesn't respond and they say that maybe he's not their friend, then guess what? They're in the right place at the right time, because this is his house and this is the place where we connect with Jesus as our friend. So I say to you, if you're unsaved, if you're uncertain, if you're unsure, and you don't know who Jesus is, and you're wondering, what is all of this excitement about? What is this little black preacher talking about today? I'm here today to tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul can't help but cry out, I thank God for saving me. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you. Put your hands together and thank God for Jesus the Christ. Bless you. Amen. Bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you. Bless you.
Can you come back up here, brother, for a second?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you have a friend in Jesus? If you don't, this morning, Jesus wants to be your friend. He brought Pastor Scott here for the sole reason of bringing you into friendship with himself. You know, just as Pastor Scott and I, as we met, we reached out, we shook hands. This morning, Jesus Christ, he wants to enter into a friendship with you, a relationship with you. And if you've never entered into that relationship, let's just bow our head. Let's close our eyes. Lord God, I thank you that you want each of us to be in a relationship with you. Lord, we are sinners. We are in need of your friendship, because without it, we will be separated from you for all eternity. But with that friendship, we have a confidant. We have a comrade. We have a God who loves us enough to bring us into a relationship. And so, Lord, I pray right now, if there's anybody in this congregation who's never trusted in Jesus Christ as their Savior, they've never been brought into that relationship, that right now they would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just as Pastor Scott and I can stand here together and we can shake hands and say we are friends, that you will reach out and you will bring whoever it is that needs to trust you into a friendship this morning. And Lord, I pray for our horizontal friendships as well. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here who's broken in friendship, that right now that they would think about the fact that because we are in fellowship with you, and we are in friendship with you, we are in need of love to each other as well. So God, bring us into that love. As we sing this closing song, I pray if there's anyone here who's never trusted in Jesus Christ, I pray they'd have the courage to just come and say, I need Jesus as a friend. And this morning, Lord, you will give them that friendship. Lord, if there's broken friendships, I pray that during this song, we would take an opportunity and just reach out and go to those that we need to fix the relationship with. And that this morning, we would be restored, that friendships would be real. And so, God, have your way as we close out this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I
my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way,
when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you.
When Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
If you aren't encouraged this morning, it's your own fault, right? And if you can't leave here saying, you know, I've got a great God, a God who friends me, then you're missing out on what God has for us. So now, to our Lord, our friend, who came to give himself for us so that we could be no longer enemies, aliens, strangers, but that we could be called friends of God. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. For you have created all things, and by you all things consist. And so, Lord, to you we lift our hearts, we lift our hands. And because of you, we reach our arms around each other and say, thank you, God, for friends to go through life with us. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could ask or think, be glory and honor and dominion and power both now and forever, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, serve him.